We're joined by the Donegal manager, Micheál Nochtin. Micheál, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles. How are things?
Not so bad. Another good victory for Donegal. Low scoring, but perhaps your greatest opposition so far in the league.
Yes, Miles. We knew today, like, we're up against a top team in Cavan. I mean, and you know, there's been very little between Cavan and Donegal over the last number of years, and we knew it was going to be no different today. And that, what I mean, you know, we want to get out with the blocks today early and put down a marker, and I think our girls did that and did it very well.
That has been happening recently. You did complain at the beginning of the league that you were starting from behind, giving away points and goals, but recently you've changed that. How did you do it?
Well, basically, I mean, just getting the girls, I mean, you know, probably getting a bit more, playing with one another and basically, you know, going well in training and that, and basically, you know, starting to believe in one another and that, and, you know, just basically that we, you know, we're up for the game, and, you know, we knew we had to look for Cavan today, and it was very important for us that we, you know, we get out of the blocks early, because, you know, we couldn't afford to give Cavan a goal or two up on us, and because, you know, they were a very strong and physical team, and, you know, basically they showed that out there today. But, I mean, our girls basically, you know, got out of the blocks, they were up for the game, they really want to get a result here today, and I really showed that in the first half.
You were playing with the breeze in the first half, and you had 2-1 scored after about 6 minutes. Were you concerned at half time that you were just 2-3 to a point up playing against the breeze in the second half?
Yes, but we're a little bit, and we spoke about that, and we knew we'd have to work twice as hard in the second half and defend very well. Yeah, it wasn't a bit, you know, a bit disappointing, because we had a lot of opportunities in the first half, and we probably went for goals when we just should tap the ball over the bar, basically probably nearly killed the game off of that. But, I mean, in fairness to the girls, I mean, the stuck was it, and defended very well in the second half, and even in the second half, we had chances for scores, and we didn't get them, but we kept tugging away and kept tugging away. We played right out to the very end, and, you know, we finished off, you know, as strong nearly as we started, and that was very encouraging, you know, for the girls.
Yeah, tell us, goalkeeping today, you lost your number one keeper, but you only conceded one against Cavan today.
Yes, I mean, you know, a young girl from the minors today, and I mean, you know, our first day playing senior championship football, I mean, and, you know, great credit to her, and I mean, from McColgan, from Mallon, and that, which she plays for the Mobile Club. But I mean, you know, like, we all know Aoife is a very good underage player, and I mean, and, you know, basically it was a great opportunity for her today, and I mean, and a great, you know, basically up move to play senior, that mean, and it was coming in as a big game, but in fairness, she did very well for us, and, you know, we're delighted she got her start today.
And do you expect to have Laura back, Laura Gallagher, back for action quite soon?
Yes, we hope to. I mean, like I said, Laura, I mean, it's not going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, so, I mean, definitely she will be back for the semi-final, that mean, so which is our semi-final this day, 2 weeks, and that. So, again, Laura, I mean, so we hope, you know, keep our fingers crossed that Laura will probably be back for the final if we get through with that.
I'm looking at the league table here now. Donegal, 7 games played, 21 points. And then you have Clare, Cavan and Westmeath all on 15 points. So what happens next?
Well, basically, I mean, I just the same as that, Miles, looking at the league table there. I mean, you know, we thought after leaving Tyrconnell Park and Donegal Town today, it'd be Cavan that we're playing again, because Westmeath beat Clare and that. But, I mean, I see on score difference, I mean, Cavan is overhead. So, I mean, it looks like we'll be playing Westmeath in the semi-final and that in 2 weeks' time.
So that's the situation. And who is promoted to the Division 1 next season? Is it Donegal automatically?
Unfortunately, I mean, unless we win the league final, and that we see that. I mean, even though we won all our games, that doesn't mean we should go up. We still have to win the league final to go up, which is hard to take. But I mean, you know, we're focused on that. I mean, and you know, our next game is a semi-final, and you know, we're looking at that now, and that basically getting a good performance on that and getting into a league final, which will be on May the 7th. And you know, these girls deserve to get up to play Division 1 football. That's what they deserve to be playing.
And is there a venue selected for that game, the semi-final?
Nothing yet, Miles. That'll probably done tomorrow.